AtHome45.com.
Well, thank goodness we finally have a Health and Human Services Secretary. It only took the swine flu to get one. Kathleen Sebel is sworn in that role. What does it mean for this crisis? We'll talk about that round of then. Swine flu death toll, 159. Of course, we're not talking about in the United States of America, folks. We're talking about in Mexico. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So the number of U.S. cases has climbed. A vaccine is still months away, if there's even going to be one. There was widespread panic over the possibility of two deaths in Los Angeles, and, of course, that turned out to be bogus. So here's the bottom line. Nobody has died so far from the swine flu in the United States. Thousands have died from other forms of the flu in the United States of America, but it's like a snowball, that whole perception thing just rolling downhill. U.S. pig farmers are, of course, taking precautions to prevent the flu, but it's not preventing their profits from taking a nosedive, as some countries are refusing pork that they normally were ordering. And also in the United States, those who go shopping are cutting back on pork. So, because of that, there was a huge news conference earlier in the day in D.C. to make everybody feel secure about the products in the United States, particularly pork. Tom Vilsack, who is the Ag Secretary, jumped in front of the microphones and talked about the fact that, listen, this is not a pig thing. This is not, I make fun because it's odd to hear him say that. This is not a pork deal. It's commerce, baby. It's money, and the money is being affected. Travel, obviously, taking a big hit. If you know any travel agents who deal with tours along the Mexican Riviera, any place in Mexico now, even Carnival Cruise Line, where they are going to Mexico, they stop at several ports on some of their cruises, they're avoiding the stops because they're afraid to let the people off the boat. Now, that makes sense. Because if you're talking about stopping in Mexico, and you know that's the epicenter, the source, the ground zero, if you will, especially anything that vibrates out of Mexico City. You know, there's 20 million people there. The cathedrals are shut down. They're not celebrating Cinco de Mayo. They're not having a parade. The subway systems look like something from a movie because people are running around with masks on. There is definite panic in Mexico, and especially Mexico City, but that makes sense because you have so many people who have died from this strain of the flu, this so-called swine flu, and you have thousands of others who are sick and many of them in hospitals. That's not the case in the United States. Luckily, a lot of this was caught, like in New York City, you had the school in Flushing, in Queens, St. Francis, where the kids went to Cancun, came back, some of them fell ill, they're being treated, worried about the classmates, some of them have gotten it and they didn't go to Cancun, so they're scrubbing up St. Francis, closing it down for another day, and possibly hundreds of kids have been infected with this. In Texas, there are some confirmed cases. In California, obviously, there's confirmed cases. No deaths, like was reported, but no deaths. In Florida, they're talking about it. In the Carolinas, they're talking about it. In New Jersey, they're talking about it. In Arizona, they were concerned about it. But is it a reason to panic at this point? I called five different pharmacies today, the normal ones that you would think of, like your CVSs and stuff, your big chains, and asked, since I'm in a neighborhood where there have been confirmed cases, whether or not they were seeing that people were coming in and ordering masks or wanting to know more about it, and that's happened. But, of course, I'm in an area where you have confirmed cases. Now, there has been actually a run on masks. On Amazon, they're selling, and I mentioned this in one of our last shows, kits to prevent, or they're saying prevent, but how does it prevent it? But anyway, it's a kit to protect you, let's say, from swine flu. But the thing is if you touch a rail or you're on a subway car where somebody had it and had their hands on the seat or whatever, there's a chance because they might have wiped their nose casually when they sneezed or might have coughed and their hands were covering their cough and they didn't use any hand sanitizer. I mean, you know the drill on this. So you can catch it, but you have to be around the infected people. Here's what I want to know. I mean, this isn't good for Mexico because, for goodness sake, they rely on the tourist industry, obviously. They have one of their biggest days coming up in Cinco de Mayo. All the outport areas, the Cancuns, the Acapulcos, etc., completely rely on it. Baja, California, where they had confirmed cases. So you would think Mexico would have jumped all over this. But the response seemed pretty slow to me. I mean, did it seem pretty slow to anyone else out there? Of course, you have the incubation period of maybe up to a week, so people could be running around and they could have it and not be aware of it with the high fever and the chills and the joint aches and all that sort of stuff. But in their health system, you know, you look at Mexico where the virus originated, ground zero, as I said before, and how they're dealing with the outbreak, and would an earlier response have prevented some of the worldwide spread? I'm curious about that. The World Health Organization and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, of course, sent lots of people to Mexico because it's only to our benefit to contain this sucker, right? After the government requested help, that's what happened. We need help. We don't know what to do. Of course, they didn't cop to we don't know what to do, but we need help. The virus was suspected to have caused all those deaths in Mexico. Thousands more patients yet to be tested. Thousands. They don't have a lot of systems in place like we do in the United States. So patients have been coming in, bounding into the hospitals, complaining of respiratory distress, basically, can't breathe, since the middle of last month. But guess what? The World Health Organization didn't even know about it until a month later. And so within a week, people in Mexico were dying from these flu-like symptoms, and two kids in California were diagnosed with a new strain of swine flu. Could we not catch that sooner? I thought there was more communication between Mexico and the United States. Did we just have that big show of affection between Felipe Calderon, the president of Mexico, and Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton went down there, and, of course, the new border czar down there as well? They needed to jump on this and jump on this fast. Maybe it would have prevented some of what has become a panic in other nations. I mean, right now, Mexican public health officials have had to send samples from suspected patients to the CDC in Atlanta, for goodness sake. And you know why they're doing that? To confirm whether they're infected with a new swine flu virus. They don't even know. So, of course, they need the United States to try to figure this out and analyzing it. They're dealing with a lot of cases. Do you have concern over the swine flu at this point? Do you think there should be more of a response in the United States? And there's a question for you. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We're going to talk about Arlen Specter jumping parties next on ATN.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com. Or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Look, you can tweak my nose and you can step on my toes and you can pull my hair. At some point, enough is going to be enough. And I think for a lot of Republicans, particularly the core base of the party in Pennsylvania, they had reached that threshold. So it would ultimately be for them to decide. So the idea of clearing the decks, and I know the Senate Senatorial Committee made it very clear that they were going to support Arlen Specter and endorse him. Senator Cornyn went out on the line for this man. And for the senator to effectively flip the bird back to Senator Cornyn, and the Republican Senate leadership, that the team that has stood by him, who went to the bat for him in 2004 to save his hide, to me is not only disrespectful, it's just downright rude. I'm sure his mama didn't raise him that way, and it's a shame that he's behaving this way today.
Steele, the Republican committee chair, obviously not happy with the switch, jumping parties. Think about the people who elected Arlen Specter in Pennsylvania. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You can shoot me an email with your thoughts on this or other things anytime, day or night, as I am fond of saying on this show, AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. Or give us a jingle on these digits. What do you think? Was this a political, philosophical, deep parting of the ways, or the fact that he had a massively tough re-election fight motivating Specter's big-time party switch? And it's big, because after 29 years of being a Republican, he decides to jump to the Democrats. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. So on Wednesday, he's going to have a press conference with Barack Obama, and I guess talk about jumping to the Democrats. He voted for the stimulus plan, the $787 billion, and took some heat for that. But he wasn't the only Republican who did it, by the way. And he's decided to bail on Republicans. Is he an opportunist? I'm going to say he's an opportunist, because He's definitely a moderate Republican. Let's face that. He's fought plenty of battles over those almost 30 years in the Republican Party, and he's seen lots of swings and changes in that party. He definitely had a voice in the party. There's no question about it. So he's not even a Democrat. It's about opportunity, baby. He knew he had a tough primary challenge from Toomey, who would have won that primary. And he didn't want to risk it. And now he's got some big-time friends in the Democrats who love this because 59 makes him special. 60 makes Al Franken even more special. And that means majority. That means one-party rule. And if you don't think it does, think again, my friends, because I just can't imagine that there's going to be this compromise and this bipartisan cooperation. You know, I wish there was. Because you can have, all of us, have certain core beliefs, right? But you can't tell me that you sometimes don't feel a little differently because something tweaks you in life. Something comes along that changes your mind a little bit. So maybe your core values aren't swayed. Like, I'd like to think if I were in Congress, that's how, honestly, and I'm sure I'd be shellacked, but I would like to think that I would feel strong enough that I could try to stand as much on my own as I had to if I didn't agree with whatever philosophy was going down for whatever bill or whatever. Now, you know, it's like that old song, that Garth Brooks song, Friends in High Places. Now Arlen Specter has even more friends in high places because he has become an important piece of the jigsaw puzzle. And he's saying that his philosophy is just different now from the kind of Republicans there are. And as somebody said to me, you know, he was a worm when he was a Republican and he was part of that party. So I bet you he's going to be the same thing. He's going to have that same label when he jumps in to the Democratic side of things. Here's the deal. Do you trust these politicians anymore? Is it about themselves or is it about you and the representation? I think that points that out. Yes, he was serving or he was facing this tough re-election, and that this switch certainly saves his political well-being. And yes, he is a moderate, and yes, there are a lot of conservatives in the Republican Party. Yes, he was one of three Republicans to vote for the president's stimulus plan. But do you trust the politicians anymore that they can just flip sides like this? 1913 to today, modern times, Specter being the 13th, we've had the flip 13 times in our history. 13 times. I don't think that's too many, actually, when you think of the selflessness that goes on, or selfishness is the better way to say that goes on, I think, among many of the politicians. It is about that re-election. Truly, I believe it. And the people around the politicians want them to be re-elected. That's what the deal is. The president is already running for re-election. And trust me, you're wrong if you don't think so. He's going to commandeer the airwaves on Wednesday, which would be the 100-day mark. Of course, he won't be on Fox because Fox wanted to run a television show that they were running and said that they'll put it on Fox News, but they don't want to run it on Fox. Sorry, Mr. President, this is the third time you've hijacked the airwaves in prime time, and we're losing too much money. So, no, we're not going to do it. And that became a story in itself, which was interesting, especially when there was a story that was released a couple days before that about the favorable responses in the news media that Barack Obama continually gets, except for when it comes to Fox, that Fox was a little bit less favorative. Not that there was no favorable stories, but if you looked at the New York Times and CBS, etc., that's certainly the way that most of the coverage seemed to swing. I'll be curious as to what he addresses. Will he talk about the plane flyover faux pas in New York? I am seriously doubting that. Yeah. But we had a plane fly over the other night. Did you hear it? And it's exactly what New Yorkers heard when they were down in that financial district, just completely stunned and caught off guard by the flyover, which, by the way, what was it that it cost? I called somebody to confirm the amount. I'm sure it's been widely reported. I'm going to look at my little, if you could see me, of course, I'm going to get a webcam in here, but right now you can only hear my voice. I've got this reporter's notebook that if I was run over by a car, and this is usually in my back pocket, somebody would look at this like, what does this person do? I have the scribbles of all kinds of things in this, but one of the things that I scribbled down in a conversation that I had with someone today was, what would that little flyover photo op actually cost the American people? Because I knew it had to be pretty big with the fuel and everything. And it's 328,000, give or take a couple thousand, 328,000 for the photo op. And there was a memo, apparently, that showed that the FAA knew the photo op would cause panic. Do you believe it? You can chime in on that, or you can chime in on Spectre being a Benedict Arnold to his party. What was the real, what do you think the real motivation for it was, and how do you feel about having a one-party system in our government? I think we should, frankly, I'm all for a three-party system, to be honest. If there was a third strong party, some say the Libertarian Party, but if there was another option where you had more independents that were elected, I'd be fine with that, too. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. See, here's the problem. It sways, no matter what anyone says, it sways the votes. And then, therefore, you know, like the Fox tagline, fair and balanced. Could we get a government that's fair and balanced? I mean, please. Call it whatever you want. The A team, the B team, and oh yeah, we now have this new C team. That's the reason why we fought the Revolutionary War, to get away from a dictatorship. And man, I'd hate to see that. I don't care who's calling the shots. I'd hate to see that. And I fear that that's what you get when it's so far one-sided. And you know, here's what the argument will be. Oh, 8 years of George Bush and all the secrets and this and that, and finally now we're revealing all these things that happened. So this is a whole another way of life, brother. This is the way. This is better. But is that what you want? I mean, the socialized medicine? The health care system has to be cleaned up, but do we really want socialized medicine? We'll talk to Sam. He'll tell you what it's like in Canada. Yeah, it's not what it's cracked up to be when you're in an emergency room with a lot of people and the doctor is not motivated to help you out. And why? Because they're not making that much money. 800-259-5791. We're going to talk about online gambling and Michael Vick next on America Tonight.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to GCS, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you try this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Bloody well right to switch parties. Imagine if you voted him in and you were living in Pennsylvania. Veteran GOP Senator Arlen Specter jumping ship and saying goodbye to the Republicans. And instead now he'll be a Democrat. The Democrats thrown a big old party for him, welcoming him to the fold. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I think the main reason is for re-election purposes, knowing he had a great chance to lose his seat. And yeah, his philosophy might have been different from the core base of the Republican Party, but that never seemed to matter through the peaks and valleys and the changes in the party the entire almost 30 years that he was part of it. So typical of some of what we're seeing in the politicking these days, I think it's about himself. I think he's an opportunist, and that's what the switch says. Other people will say, what does the switch say about the GOP? You might be one of them. That's fine. You can disagree with me. Shoot me an email, americatonight.net, or dial these digits, 800-259-5791. Wayne is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky, WVLK. Wayne, what's your take on this whole specter thing?
Well, I think it's indicative of a problem with our primary process. You know, in the current climate, it's hard for a moderate to survive the primaries. Look at the last few candidates that the Democrats have put up. You got Al Gore, John Kerry, and, you know, you get these very far left, Democrats. And then the same thing happens in the Republican primaries. You know, people were screaming that John McCain wasn't conservative enough, and he ends up choosing Sarah Palin to kind of balance the, you know, move the ticket towards the right. And, there are a lot of people, a lot of mainstream Americans are more moderate, but you can't get moderate politicians to survive the primary process. So what happens? What's the repercussions if moderates can't survive in Washington? You know, we're going to have extremists in both parties fighting it out and the pendulum swinging back and forth. What's your take on that?
Yeah, you know what? That's a great point. I hate that idea. I hate the idea that you have extremists, because I would probably be like you are. I would be a moderate. I would be considered a moderate, definitely. So I would
I was a lifelong Republican. I had, you know, since I was old enough to vote, I'm a veteran. I served in Iraq. I volunteered to go. But this last election, I voted Democratic. Part of the reason was Sarah Palin. And I just see, I think the Republican Party has shifted farther to the right. And I hate the position I'm in, where I feel like I'm in, I end up trying to figure out which is the lesser of two evils between the far left and the far right. I wish there were more moderates, or like you said, we did have a viable third party, but we don't. So I can't really blame Arlen Specter. If, you know, yes, it is political self-preservation, but, you know, what is a moderate to do in Washington now? How do they survive?
Yeah, how do you get lost in the sauce, and what do you do when it's, I agree, the fear of the extremism on both sides of it, because it's on the other side as well, and then it's going to be lopsided, and it's like I said, you know, Wayne earlier, what do you want in America? One party, and now with it's going to be 60, so there's no filibuster, and it's too bad, because I don't think this is a true representation of the people.
It will come back around, but only when the Republican Party acknowledges that they have shifted, and they've limited the voice of moderates in the Republican Party, and America has decided, well, this is the less of two evils. I mean, the reason he feels like he has a better chance of getting elected as a Democrat is because in his state, you know, he feels like the climate has shifted to the point where people are more willing to vote for a moderate Democrat than they are for a moderate Republican.
Yeah, and what does that say? It says that that we're in trouble in America, because that's the reason why we fought for independence and established the Constitution and the kind of government we set up, which worked brilliantly and held up for so long. You hate to see that. And you're right, the Republicans do have to acknowledge that there's the element that's way too far off course, and you should embrace, I think, you know, if I was leading the party, you want to embrace all facets of it, and it might be tough to do, but there is a way to do it, and it's happened in the past, and there's no reason why that can't happen again. But Specter jumping off course, again, opportunity knocks, and he felt, like Wayne saying, thanks, Wayne, that this is what I have to do. I got to do it. It's self-preservation, baby. But that's too bad, because to me it's very Benedict Arlen, it would be his nickname to me. Did, you know, what were the conversations? What were the conversations with some of the core people of the GOP? What were they saying? You know, sometimes I'll mention on America Tonight, if I could be a fly on the wall, if you could be a fly on the wall, what's the conversation that you'd want to hear, right? So I'd like to hear the conversations he had with some of the Republicans before he made this jump. He had a ton of conversations, obviously, with Democrats, and of course they're going to welcome him, because it sways the balance. It sways it big time to now 59, and Al Franken, it's just a matter of when, I think, because Norm Coleman's going to keep fighting for that Senate seat, and I don't think the governor in Minnesota is going to sign it over, the election certificate, so this could drag out to the summertime. But ultimately, I believe that Franken's going to be the guy. It certainly raises the stakes in that deal with the absentee ballots and the challenge in the court and everything else. How crazy is that? That the elections end in November, and here we go. That keeps dragging on and on. Crazy. I imagine there's a couple of other things happening. We're focusing, obviously, on Spectre because it's such a giant story, and the swine flu, the pork industry is seeing a huge impact on business, even though it's not directly related to them. The fear is that it is. It's also affecting the global economy because we've seen numbers dip on Wall Street, and part of it is because of the swine flu and some of the headlines that have come out. Story that somebody tipped me off to earlier in the day, but now it's, I'm sure, widely reported. And this is something I thought was going to happen. Michael Vick, who did his time for, you know, what happened with the dogs, of course, and the dog fighting deal, he has been offered a job. Yep, he's been offered a job at 28 years old. He still has the skills, I would believe, as a quarterback. He's supposedly in pretty decent shape. So what team do you think in the NFL has offered a big gig to Michael Vick, saying, damn the headlines, I don't care. If he gives money to PETA or to some other humane society, it'll be all right. Well, it wasn't an NFL team. In fact, Michael Vick was offered a job in arena football for the team in Albany, $200 a game. And if they win, if he wins the game, a $50 bonus. Plus, he has to give money to the Humane Society if he wants the job. Okay. Think he's going to take it? Think, what will his agent say? I actually tried to call his agent. Of course, no response. I'm sure everybody and their brother was calling the agent as well. So right now, Michael Vick floating around, a possibility of somebody picking up, I'm going to say, he may end up doing that. He may end up going to the Canadian Football League. And here's what I would say on Vic, and this is a big left turn from the politics of Spectre, but the deal with Michael Vick is he paid his debt to society by the time that he served. It was ridiculous what went on with the whole Michael Vick thing and the dog fighting, and you could argue that it was a cultural thing and all kinds of other things. But bottom line is he did time for that. There are people that have gotten less time than Michael Vick, for goodness sake, for, you know, grand larceny. So he did it, and now he's available. But I still don't think I still don't think a big NFL club will pick him up. He may end up just to keep his arm warmed up and just to keep his name out there. Maybe he'll end up taking a lesser tier gig, and that I would say would maybe be Canada. I don't know if he'll do the arena football thing. Matt, you're a big sports fan. What do you think? Do you think Michael Vick will take the bait? It's not about the money. It's about wanting to be out there in the playing time.
You know where I think he's actually going to go?
Where?
The Orlando UFL franchise.
You know, and that wouldn't be a bad fit for him either.
That starts up in 2009, so he's
And there's,
still
what, six teams?
Four teams mm-hmm. in the, what is it, the Bay Area, and then Las Vegas, New York, and Orlando. And the way they have it regionalized is each regional team has NFL conferences that they get the rights to the player, and the Orlando franchise has the first rights to any former NFC South or AFC South player, which would be Michael Vick.
Right.
And Haslett, I think, has already said, who's the coach of the Orlando franchise, Jim Haslett, said that he'd welcome Michael Vick there, so that's where I think he's going to end up for at least a year while he's still suspended from the NFL and prove that he can play again. And then maybe jump to whatever team's willing to take a chance on him in the NFL.
Yeah, if they're willing to take a chance. And he may end up, I don't think that if he does that, because I think, as I said, he would play somewhere. If he does that, I think somebody does pick him up. But I think he may ride the pine. He might be the backup guy. And then if something happens, he jumps in there. It depends on the shape of the quarterbacks when Vic is ultimately picked up. But Jim Haslett, the former Saints coach, of course, they have a couple of pro coaches, former pro NFL coaches that are part of this. I think this.
Oh, they got Denny Green, Ted Cottrell, and who's the former Giants guy? I think Fossil. Isn't he the other one?
Jim Fossil. Jim Fossil's the other guy, yes. So you have pretty big names involved in this, and you have other people pumping money into it. And I think it's going to be a good place for some of the NFL former NFLers to land or in-betweeners to land. Maybe something happens where they get to bounce back to the NFL. And who knows, maybe this league, because they'll charge less, I believe, for the tickets, may get some buzz in some of those cities. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. You can talk about Spectre, swine flu, anything. It's all up for grabs.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I am just a devil with love to spare. So Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than the 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and...
Yeah, somebody who used to live in Vegas. It is a 24-hour town, baby. Let me tell you, you want lobster at 3:30 in the morning and you want your suit cleaned, you can have it done in Vegas. It's all about service, and comps. They talk about the comps. You know, they've been hit pretty hard with the unemployment, 10% in Vegas, and, of course, begging people to come to Vegas, since a lot of people have put plans on hold for travel, trying to save money with the recession that we find ourselves mired in. You know, they're pumping out more commercials than ever that what stays in Vegas, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and all kinds of deals. If you go on any of the travel sites, no matter where you live, if you're listening to me in Kentucky, if you're listening to me in Florida or Connecticut or California, guarantee you can find a decent deal to get to Vegas. But we didn't play the Vegas song to talk about that. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Certainly you can chime in on Arlen Specter. Hillary Clinton says she's the one who flipped Specter to the Democrats. Joe Biden might take credit for it because he talked to him 14 times, I guess, in the last couple of weeks. And Obama is going to have a big photo op with him on Wednesday morning, do a little press conference about the jump of Specter to the Democratic Party. Do you think he is being a Benedict Arnold or, hey, it's politics. Fair play, man. He wants to pull the lever and switch teams. He's entitled to do that. He certainly is entitled. But how do the people who voted for him, as far as Republicans go, how do they feel about Specter doing that? And ultimately, to me, it was really about him being reelected. It wasn't about where the party's going, although he is a moderate Republican, and I'm sure he's been bashing his head lately against the conservative core and the extremist core of that party. But still, I think it was more about the ability to be reelected in 2010 more than anything. You might disagree or you might agree, that's fine, or have a different perspective. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. How would you feel if your senator, especially one who has been there for almost 30 years, you vote him in, vote him in, vote him in, vote him in, you slog yourself down to the precinct, pull the lever, because you don't pull the lever anymore, you hit the touch screen, and he's your guy, he's your guy. I don't know, how do you feel? How would you feel if somebody that you voted for jumped ship and went to the other side midstream? Somebody gave me a sports analogy in an email earlier, and it's kind of like that. You know, you root for A-Rod when you're a Mariners fan. You take your little boy to the games, and then suddenly the guy whose jerseys you have and everything else is playing for the Texas Rangers. Whoops. And then he's, by the way, playing for the New York Yankees. And it's about the do, re, mi. In the case of politics, it's about the power, 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 baby, and keeping the seat. Being elected again, serving until you die. And that's the deal. So anyway, back to the Vegas thing. Online gambling. You know that Barney Frank is talking about, let's roll this whole sucker back and let's have, you know, online gambling in the United States. Because remember, the online gambling went offshore, and then, of course, that was a whole big shutdown. There's a big clamp on online gambling. And now they're talking about, let's just let the money roll. Why not? You know, free commerce and all that. And there's certainly opposition to online gambling. But I'm thinking Barney Frank is pushing this bill, and it's going to go through. So all these people who have taken companies offshore, I'm assuming they're going to try to come back to the United States. And people who have money offshore and some of these bet, youbet.com or whatever, there's a ton of them, now will find that they're going to be able to do that legally, I guess, if the bill passes here that Barney Frank is going to push. Should we have online gambling? Is that just one of those sacred cows to people? It's the whole gambling thing, and oh my gosh, it's terrible, and gambling's addictive, and so obviously the internet has its addictive qualities, and you'll have people that will lose their shirts on internet gambling, and here we will be putting the rubber stamp on it in the United States. I mean, here's the thing. People are doing it anyway. And you're naive to the gambling thing. If somebody wants to gamble, they're finding a way. There is bookies, my friends, everywhere. Let's test Matt Johnson. Matt, if I wanted to make a bet on the first game of the Dallas Cowboys up against the Giants in their brand new billion-dollar stadium, but I didn't have any bookie, and I asked you, could you place a bet for me? Could you find a bookie in Minneapolis? Could you do it?
I could definitely find somebody, I'm sure.
I like how you timidly jumped into that. Oh, I think I could find somebody.
Yeah, there's definitely somebody around. Plus, there's always online gambling. They have the offshore sites.
Right, but now if they move it onshore, that changes the whole face of what the money will be for the people who are living in Costa Rica and other places. In fact, we're going to have one of them on the show coming up next week because they're going to love the fact that Barney Frank's pushing this and moving to have it come back so that it's not going to be offshore, that it's will be, you know, here in the United States if you run one of those companies.
Yeah, well, gambling ruins families. That's why I hide it from mine.
There you go. I'm going to hide my addiction because I'm constantly betting on the Twins. Which, by the way, sports betting is not... Here's the thing. Betting of any kind, it's like what Steve Wynn said. You know, there's a saying, the house always wins, and it's true. Ultimately, the house always wins. But there is different forms of gambling. I mean, gambling for fun with some pocket change, but that addicting quality of gambling can just be the worst. You know, we had on Johnny the Bat Battaglia's son here on the show, I think it was last week, and he told a story about Monty Hall, who did the Let's Make a Deal show and was so popular as a game show host. It was majorly addicted to gambling, was betting on everything, especially the horses, and got into a large tab with the mob. And so guess what? They went after him and told him, you know, you better pay up. And you heard his story where he said suddenly his brother was on the game show because that was the agreement to put him on the show as a result of Monty Hall's gambling problems. And some of the best sports writers and people that I know are, like, massively into gambling. So there's a difference on a scale of, you know, whatever, 1 to 10, how far you go with the whole gambling thing. And the thought is that online gambling could lead to other things and, you know, that regulating it, and it goes back to the whole Internet deal. You know, basically what it comes down to is, what do the politicians want? They want their slice of it, whatever it is. So that's the reason that it was basically banned. Now you bring it back, and then there's going to be fees, regulations, whatever that will come into play there. And the gambling thing is weird, too, because that's why we don't see more casinos. However, there are plenty of Indian casinos. I guarantee if I looked at a map, talked to the tribes, and started to lay out the dots for you, probably everybody listening to me, I could tell you where you could get to, how far away you were from a casino. Now, of course, the ones that we have in the United States, primarily Atlantic City, obviously, and Las Vegas, but the Indian reservations, the gambling that goes on and the money that ultimately is raised, man, they're, look at a map, they're dotted all over the place. In fact, in my neck of the woods, we've got two. One's called Choctaw and one's called Windstar, and they get big acts and they have roulette and other sorts of games, and people flood the place, or they were. Although now with the recession, I think they're also taking it on the chin. You're going to cut out something. You got to pay the bills. You really want to let it ride on red or black? Arlen Specter decided he didn't want to gamble. That was part of the focus of this hour here on America Tonight. He jumped ship, saying goodbye to the Republicans, and instead he'll be a Democrat. He'll be welcomed into the party officially by Barack Obama on Wednesday. Thoughts, anybody? Send them my way, americatonight.net.